God. Is this ever going to end? I'm sorry. I should be much more professional than that. Especially tonight. You know I helped pick out this venue. Yeah. I'm unofficially on the party planning committee. I think it's unofficial because I've been here for some time now, but not exactly long enough. When I was still an intern, I was determined to influence our company culture. I used to decorate the non-denominational tree, cleverly dancing around whatever holiday I'm not supposed to say. Even though I'm a manager, I'm still part of the young crowd that can't be given too much responsibility. They didn't even tell me what the company gift was this year. Can you believe that? Well, I do know where to pick my spots. I used my tiny bits of social credit to give input on what drinks we should have the caterers bring. I wasn't going to have another year where my options were Pabst and lemon drop cocktails. The Redbreast was essential to me staying here beyond all of the year-end recognition. You should have some if you haven't. The whiskey, not my breasts. Sorry, don't. Don't report me to HR or your date. Just blame it on the drinking. No date? You and me both. I was dating someone, but he wasn't one for commitment. I tried really hard, but our goals just weren't aligned. C'est la vie. He was a real demon in the sack. I do miss that. Oh, God. Did I just make that sound like a performance review? Maybe I am working too hard. Anyway, what about you? Why no date? Planning to take one of the cute interns home tonight? You could. You do clean up nice, you know. A little liquid courage goes a long way. Plus, you look like, I don't know, a settle down type of guy. I promise I'm not trying to call you old. Oh, no. Kate's coming this way. I've been avoiding her all night. Can we, head to my office? Yeah, we can say it's performance related or something. Thank you. You're always saving my ass, you know? Really? This whole year would have been so different if it weren't for your hard work. I hope I made that clear in your review. I'm not allowed to have favorites, so sometimes they can sound real neutral, but I made sure to fight for a bigger raise for you first. If we had more in the budget, I would have given you a bonus or at least some Disneyland tickets or something. Maybe I'll take you to a nice dinner instead. My treat. I didn't realize how tense I was out there. Maybe I should stay in here for a while. They're always talking about mental health, right? Yeah, well, I think I'll lose this blazer. And the heels. You know, I don't mind heels, but I always have sneakers right under my desk. I'm like Mr. Rogers when I get in the building. Hoodie off, blazer on. This carpet? Yeah. I brought it in specifically because I don't like my feet being cold. These nylons can only do so much for warmth with this concrete. You know, you can relax too. We can hide away for a bit. I know you weren't too excited to be out there. I can keep telling you about how amazing you are if that sweetens the deal. Well, I wasn't too sure about switching departments. Yeah. My mentor said that it would be a good move for me, so I took the risk. I really hope I've done some good this year. I never really know because there's always something else that needs to be done. Thank you. I appreciate you being so kind. It isn't easy, being young and managing people that have been here longer than I have. The team really embraced me, and I think that it's because you believed in me, and early. Any success I have is because you saw something in me, and I am forever grateful for that. So, about that dinner, is there anything you're particularly hungry for? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. I don't want you to get the wrong idea here. Okay, that sounds bad. Okay, listen. I do find you attractive. And I don't want you to think that we have to do anything in here because, you know, it's my office and I'm your boss. And, you know, I don't want you to think I'm taking advantage of the situation. Can I trust you? Oh, okay. Okay. If we're gonna do this, then let me take care of you. Yeah. I did say I owe you one, didn't I? You know, right outside that door. There are a gaggle of bitches. They think that I've done this to get to where I am. But yours is the first dick I've sucked since joining this company. They could see me now. But this is just the warm up. I'm gonna need to gauge your true performance. I think the desk is appropriate. I figure a holiday bonus one-on-one. This is a little wild, but it's better than how I was going to spend the holiday party. Slide inside. Inside of me, sliding in and out. Fucking good. Oh, keep it up. And don't fucking come. You heard me. Oh, yeah, you can be patient. Follow directions. Holy fuck. amass no evidence. Well, that was surprising, to say the least. But we probably should get back out to the party. Vegas rules? Yeah, you know, business as usual come the new year. Excellent performance. Whew.